I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump has floated the most serious direct threat to date that TV broadcasters could lose their federal licenses over what he perceives as negative coverage of him, saying, quote, "I mean, they're getting a license. I would think maybe their license should be taken away." Now, we'll come back to this. So this comes as late-night hosts try to figure out how to navigate the waters never seen before with a president using the FCC as a tool to get them taken off the air. This argument goes directly to the soul of constitutional guarantees of freedom of speech and press. Let's start with a reaction from hosts, noting that Jimmy Kimmel has not responded publicly to his removal from the air. Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert here.
Well, guys, the big story is that Jimmy Kimmel was suspended by ABC after pressure from the FCC, leaving everyone thinking WTF. But to be honest with you all, I don't know what's going on. And no one does. But I do know Jimmy Kimmel, and he's a decent, funny, and loving guy, and I hope he comes back.
We still on the air? Fantastic. Apparently, Brendan Carr has not seen tonight's episode yet.
David Letterman and Jon Stewart.
You can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian.
My name is Jon Stewart, and welcome to The Daily Show on, I'm going to guess, Monday. I don't know. We have another fun, hilarious, administration-compliant show.
Seth Meyers.
Back here at home, his administration is pursuing a crackdown on free speech. And completely unrelated, I just want to say before we get started here that I've always admired and respected Mr. Trump. I've always believed he was, no, a visionary, an innovator, a great president, an even better golfer. And if you've ever seen me say anything negative about him, that's just AI.
So these are tough navigational paths. It's not just the ramblings of President Trump anymore. He has an FCC commissioner ready to make threats about licenses that the administration will use. Trump was asked about it while on Air Force One.
You know, when a late night host is on network television, there is a licensing. I'll give you an example. I read someplace that the networks were 97% against me. I get 97% negative, and yet I won it easily. I won all seven swing states, popular, I won everything. All they do is in Trump. They're licensed. They're not allowed to do that. They're an arm of the Democrat Party.
So let's go through those words. I mean, they're getting a license. I would think maybe their license should be taken away. So where in the world can you openly hear those two thoughts tied together with negative coverage? China, Russia, North Korea, and now the United States? Is this what we want? The political pendulum has always swung in American politics. Do we want this from Republicans? Would we want it if a Democrat is elected president and decides to weaponize the FCC to take away licenses from the right-leaning networks because he or she doesn't like them? It seems the only way to get any kind of clarity, any kind, will be the Supreme Court. It has the ultimate responsibility on constitutional matters. Whatever is thought about the makeup, among other things, it is the only hope of finding out how far an administration, any administration, can go in silencing critics. If you want, email me at ed@edbaxternews.com.